Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast for Monday afternoon, March 30th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
New $20 million effort led by the American Heart Association and additional ventures aims to address critical gaps in care for people with single ventricle heart disease. This collaborative initiative seeks to improve the ability to predict, prevent, and treat health complications in individuals living with Fontan circulation, a condition affecting about 6 in 10,000 babies born in the U.S. each year. The program will bring together clinicians, researchers, and patients to develop tools for better monitoring and early intervention.
Dr. Patrick Ojo, author of Freedom for Pharmacy, has signed with Creative Management Partners CNP agent Alan Morrell. CNP will represent Dr. Ojo's commercial rights across all platforms, including literary works, broadcasts, speaking engagements, and more. Dr. Ojo, a U.S. citizen and pharmacy professional, expressed excitement about the partnership, while agent Alan Morrell highlighted Dr. Ojo's significance in the industry.
Research suggests the thymus is critical in immunotherapy outcomes. New research suggests that the thymus plays a crucial role in determining the outcomes of immunotherapy for cancer patients. Those with healthier thymus glands have significantly better responses to treatment, reducing progression risks by about one-third and death risks by nearly half. This challenges previous medical assumptions and highlights the importance of a strong immune system for effective cancer treatments. Companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc. are closely monitoring these developments.
BioStem Technologies announces the publication of its audited financial statements for fiscal years 2024 and 2025, marking a significant step towards a NASDAQ uplisting. The financial statements are now available for review on the OTC Markets website, demonstrating the company's commitment to robust financial reporting processes and corporate advancement initiatives.
Investor News breaks: AI maverick Intel Inc. enters LOI to acquire HEA Access Canada. AI maverick Intel has entered a non-binding letter of intent to acquire 100% of HEAL Access Canada, Inc., a subsidiary of Heal Group Holdings, Inc. The proposed deal includes 20 million exchangeable shares and a secured vendor take-back note of approximately $5 million. The transaction is expected to provide AMV with an initial operating platform within Heal's AI-enabled healthcare ecosystem, with a definitive agreement targeted by May 29, 2026.
Cess Innovations expands global opportunity with regulatory approval of the SSI Mantra surgical robotic system in Colombia, Oman, Sri Lanka, and Kenya. SS Innovations expands global opportunity with regulatory approval of the SSI Mantra surgical robotic system in Colombia, Oman, Sri Lanka, and Kenya. The company believes its cost-effective technology will democratize access to cutting-edge robotic surgery in underserved regions. With approvals in multiple countries, SS Innovations is on track to penetrate new markets while pursuing FDA and CE certifications in the U.S. and Europe.
Too much sitting is taking a toll on heart and brain health. Too much sitting has quietly become one of the most common threats to heart health in the United States, with research linking prolonged sedentary time to higher risks of heart disease, stroke, and poorer mental health. On National Walking Day, the American Heart Association is urging people to move more, starting with something as simple as a walk. walking remains one of the most accessible ways to be physically active and can support heart health, reduce stress, and improve overall well-being.
Oh, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.